809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, but our city of license for the radio station is Gulf Breeze, which is why we pay extra attention to Gulf Breeze anytime something is going on there. So there's a city council meeting last night, and this morning we talked to Sam Abel. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Great to have you. So, okay, before we get into the agenda last night, which was long and full of many, many things, let's do this. This is, I think, the first time we've had you on the air since the bridge reopened, other than feeling like maybe you need pinching. How has this changed your life and the life of the city?
Well, you know, obviously for well over a year now, we have been deferring projects because we at first thought, you know, with the pandemic, we saw material costs increase. And then, of course, we got hit last September with Sally and the bridge closure. And so we've been holding back on quality of life projects, but now with the bridge opened, it is pave. So we saw a lot of agenda items last night that were advertised to bid. And then also our boat ramps. You know, we could have moved forward with that project and done the repairs about a month ago. But, you know, bad timing would have been even worse, I think, than the hurricane itself, because we would have interrupted red snapper season. And you just don't ever want to interrupt red snapper season, Andrew. That's solid advice.
That is good. if you want to do something really counterproductive to your political career, mess with snapper season.
that is a fact. You can absolutely, yeah, you can take that to the bank. True.
So, yeah, I know we've driven back, and, you know, I had been to Gulf Breeze one time post-Sally before the bridge had opened, and it was so creepy to see it empty and traffic not there. And now, a couple of times that I've been through since the bridges reopened, it still feels a little bit like we're testing the waters out almost, but we're back to, you know, mostly normal, right?
That is true. We have talked about the fact that Gulf Breeze has not seen the recovery as fast as in other areas, mm-hmm. because with the bridge closure, that means that, you know, our businesses have had to defer their capital repairs from the Sally.
Yeah.
So you still see a lot of the hurricane damage in our town center, whereas when you look at Pensacola and other areas, they've had the opportunity to do those improvements. Very hard to get contractors to want to drive all this way. So that had really been a challenge. And, of course, we're trying to help our small businesses. Our council are talking with the county about a facade improvement program. Talked more about that last week. So we're definitely ready. As I shared, paving is going to start next week. Our multi-use pathway is soon going to be underway. So we're just excited that the bridge is open. And I have to tell you, yesterday, my IT director shared in staff meeting that across all social media platforms, with just one post, we had over 2,000 views and comments. And he said, there are no complaints across any of our... So everyone, I can truly say, everyone is happy the bridge is open.
Bank it,
that's
take
wonderful.
It, freeze it in time, retire now, retire
that's
at
right.
the top.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I know some of the things that happened because of the bridge, obviously major inconveniences, businesses struggling and all that. But I think of, to me anyway, maybe I'm wrong about this, but to me the McDonald's was sort of the emblem of what happened and happened as a result of. Do we have any idea? Do you know when that's going to reopen? Or, I mean, maybe it's reopened already. I don't know. But last time we drove through, it had not, and they still had the sign up. Do you know anything about that?
The McDonald's actually took some time. They have done repairs, which is nice. And I actually am told that the McDonald's is going to be opening within the week.
Oh,
so,
great.
Andrew, I'm going to have to drive by this morning, and I might be able to get a sausage biscuit. So I'll check that out just for you.
Outstanding. Well, you can certainly blame it on me. I will take it. So last night, I knew there was one other thing before we get to last night. A reminder that in Gulf Breeze, now that there's traffic again, there are still red light cameras. The speed limit is still 35. Please drive safely because there's lots of people and kids and all that kind of stuff, right?
That is right. Our school is still in for another week. And, you know, we are a peninsula bisected by a highway. So our residents still have to get back and forth to get to the grocery store and home. So we're always mindful of traffic, and we have been posting to all of our social media platforms, just reminding everyone that we're, you know, zero tolerance. Every Monday, I get a report from our police chief of how many traffic warnings versus citations. So we just encourage everyone, when you get to the other side of the bridge and you're off that, you know, four-lane landing, please don't think that's the time to accelerate. Travel safely through Gulf Breeze.
I think it was Commissioner Bender who said recently, maybe it was last week, he said, for the first time in my life, I entered Gulf Breeze feeling like I could speed up. And I'm like, no, sir. Don't do it. So,
well, as much as we appreciate Commissioner Bender and we are grateful for him, even I could not get him out of a red light ticket.
There you go. So I know you mentioned that most all of these projects were all like go-aheads, not the bridges open. You can move ahead with RFPs and things like that. Anything particular on the agenda that you wanted to highlight? And if not, that's fine. But I ask you because you're the one who knows all the things there. Anything that people might be particularly interested in that happened last night?
Well, what you saw last night was a lot of items related to hardening. In the first 30 days after the hurricane, we did a vulnerability assessment of our regional utility system. That is about 33 square miles. And so what we're seeing now is an increase in that level of service beyond just repairs. And so looking at bypass pumps, looking at generators, looking at, engaging engineers to see even if some of these lift stations are really warranted or if we should go to master lift stations. Increasing the level of service beyond just repairs is what you're seeing now. And so that's very exciting to see the council, because that doesn't happen without a new business plan. And so there have been a lot of workshops between our citizen board. We have a utility citizen board that makes recommendations to the council. Mm-hmm. And they recently had a joint workshop to talk about, you know, how can we do this? And so the council had liquidated some land and to make sure that, you know, the cost burden is, you know, not unreasonable to our citizens. In fact, outside our city, they're actually going to see a rate decrease in year one because we're going to level off the rates inside and outside the city. And a lot of workshops and discussion, but at the same time looking at how we can even go further with hardening our utilities for the next storm. We also talked about undergrounding utilities, a lot of progress being made there. We have approved the contract for the project manager, and we're now waiting on the RFP this week. So we expect that will be on the agenda for June 21st to approve that financing plan.
Great.
And our council are committed to undergrounding utilities along the highway and all of our neighborhood collectors. So for a peninsula city, obviously, you know, not just preparing for a hurricane, but focusing on that resiliency that right. we hear about so much is very important.
No, absolutely. Great stuff. And as you say, the more undergrounding we can do, the all around, the better. Even though it is expensive, it's worth doing. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Reconnected again here to Pensacola. I appreciate the time. Sam, we'll talk to you again after the next city council meeting.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.